VA disability rating rule on medication impact may affect benefits decisions, says David W. Magan, PA. Tampa, Florida, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, recently issued a rule that amends 38 CFR Section 4.10 and clarifies disability ratings based on medication and treatment. Under the proposed rule, disability evaluations should reflect the level of impairment a veteran actually experiences. VA explained that this approach is more accurate because it tracks the veteran's actual experience, rather than a hypothetical condition without treatment. Veterans Disability Attorney David W. Magan explained the update in response to questions that arose after recent court decisions. The VA has expressed that the amendment is in response to Ingram v. Collins, which raised questions about whether adjudicators should consider how a condition would present without medication. The agency found that the approach in the case could require decision-makers to guess about untreated symptoms. The VA believes the new rule clarifies disability ratings and better reflects a veteran's current level of impairment. VA officials claim that the regulation was necessary to avoid disruption to the claims process. The agency noted that applying the reasoning from Ingram across the rating schedule could have affected more than 500 diagnostic codes and required re-adjudication of hundreds of thousands of pending claims. Magan explained that the clarification should help reinforce a more practical and tenable approach to evaluating disability claims. He noted that many veterans rely on consistent treatment to manage their service-connected health conditions. Therefore, requiring adjudicators to guess how a condition may appear without treatment could create uncertainty. He further elaborated that disability evaluations often hinge on medical exams that reflect a veteran's current condition. Evaluations that focus on real-life functioning, rather than hypothetical scenarios, may be more consistent with how medical evidence is evaluated. The rule does not eliminate the role of medical evidence in determining the severity of a disability. Instead, it confirms that adjudicators should rely on the evidence available at the time of the examination, including the effects of prescribed treatment. VA stated that this approach aligns with the rating schedule's purpose: to compensate veterans based on the average impairment in earning capacity caused by service-connected conditions. Magan noted that the change may be particularly relevant for veterans with conditions that are commonly managed through medication, such as mental health disorders, chronic pain, and neurological conditions. In these cases, treatment may reduce symptoms, though it may not eliminate the underlying impairment. The agency also expressed concern that a different approach could place additional strain on the claims system. VA stated that requiring adjudicators to assess untreated conditions could lead to delays, additional training requirements, and inconsistent decision-making. Magan said the update highlights the importance of careful documentation in disability claims. For veterans with questions about how this regulatory change may affect their disability claims or appeals, additional information is available from David W. Magan, PA. Individuals may contact the firm to learn more about the VA disability evaluation process and their rights under federal law.